This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That fella sounded familiar, didn't he? My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome, of course, to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Today, I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Sandu.
And Audrey Raj.
And, of course, our producer of the day is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine. Oh, she's with us all the way through until 1 o'clock. Jeff, you're back.
Yes, I'm back.
Where were you yesterday?
Well, I will let you know at the second part of the show.
Oh, well, isn't he like that?
He's teasing us.
Yeah, isn't he? Anyway, if you'd like to get in touch with today's show, 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Of course, Instagram and Twitter is at BFM Radio. We're talking about achieving your goals today because it's 60 days until the end of the year. 61, did we say, including today?
Yeah.
I think 2 months, thereabouts then, to see
Scary.
Whether or not... I know, right? Mm. It's flown by this year. But what we want to talk about is stuff like goalpost syndrome and why achieving a goal is the worst thing to happen to some people. And once you've achieved those goals and you might feel a little bit down, how you can deal with that. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Then we've got a story about how it's not about millennials. It's the eight-year-olds.
That's why I was away yesterday.
You were talking to a bunch of eight-year-olds.
Oh, I wish I was.
Ah,
you could learn a lot from them.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then finally, wrapping up with cleaning up the dirty music festival business.
Yeah.
That sounds very interesting. So if you'd like to get in touch with us, as I've just mentioned, you know how to do it. Do we have any tweets already? Any WhatsApps already? Anything like that? People achieving their goals?
Not yet. I think we should tell people about the story first. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to do that. I'm just joking. Right, so why achieving a goal is the worst thing to happen to most people. So most high achievers don't take the time to celebrate their wins and end up unsatisfied as a result. So you've reached your goal. It's time to celebrate, call up some friends, and go out on the town, except that really happens. What happens most often is nothing at all. Now, it might sound counterintuitive, but achieving a goal is not always the great thing it's cracked up to be. It's not the goal's fault. If a goal could talk, it would probably tell you to acknowledge and celebrate your achievement, but you blew it right by on the way to the next thing because you're thinking, I'll feel financially secure when, I'll be the authority in my field when, I'll feel like I've made it when, and when you do this, you're setting yourself up to be chronically dissatisfied. Goalpost syndrome. We like to think of this as goalpost syndrome, of course, where you never really reach your goal because as soon as you get there, you've already moved the post. So years ago, this guy who wrote this article was working with a client who was desperate to save their company. They'd generated zero revenue so far that year. Less than 3 months later, they were profitable again. Huge win, and they were satisfied when they were bringing... They weren't... Sorry. It was a huge win and was what they wanted when they were bringing in no money. Yet they weren't satisfied. They'd already moved that goalpost from keeping the lights on to hitting multi-six-figure revenue that year, of course. So you've gone, oh, just a little bit. I've already done that. Let's try hitting a million, shall we? See, highly driven people diminish their wins. Sometimes they don't even acknowledge them. Rather than take a moment to celebrate and reflect on the journey, they rush right into working on their next goal. It's like running a race that doesn't have a finish line. You keep putting one foot in front of the other to start the next race, and the one after that, eventually you'll end up burned out, unhappy, and overwhelmed. This is the curse of setting goals. Now, a lot of people deal with it much better than others. You know, you've reached your goal, and you're like, right, time for the next one. And it feels okay to set yourself a new one. I, personally, am very much like this whole goalpost syndrome. I finish what I'm doing, and I'm like, okay, why am I not feeling so good about it? You know, and it almost feels as though I haven't achieved it, even though I know that I have. And so there's a whole bunch of things that you can do to kind of get through that process. You can do stuff coming up with lots of baskets where don't put all your eggs in one basket, so give yourself a whole bunch of little goals to do. You can look at stuff like taking some time for you, taking a bit of time away on holiday, relaxing a little bit and doing all of this kind of stuff. That way you're kind of sitting and reassessing what you've done and what you've achieved and why it can be for you, okay for you. What about you guys? You know, goal setting, achieving, goalpost moving?
Yeah, so It is definitely true. I think everyone has experienced this goalpost syndrome where you set a goal and then when you reach that goal, you kind of feel, is this it? And then you realize that you need to do more and there are more stuff to be done. But also, I think sometimes we get confused with goals and tasks.
Yes.
And so task is something that you can't celebrate when you've completed it. You've completed your task where, maybe the task was keeping the lights on for the company A, right? That was their task. Because if you don't have that, then you don't have a business at all. Because then, you just go bankrupt, right? So that's, for me, I think it's more of like their task. Their task is to find a way that can keep their business alive and keep the lights on. Their goal is to, be able to hit six figures revenue. So that's, for me, like a goal. So when you list down a goal, you really got to go into like, is this a task? Or is this actually a goal? Mm. A goal should really be something where you get, whether it's a recognition from an award or whether it's like profits where you've never imagined before. It's something really high. And when you set that really high, that's where I guess, the satisfaction comes into place. These days, we're very quickly to label like, my goal is to, lose X amount of kg or is to go to the gym X amount of time. That's not really a goal. I think that's more of like, that is your task. And if you kind of put your mindset away from goals and putting it into task, then that's where I think you'll feel more productive. And then when you set goals, you set real goals.
So like our question today is about how, it's 60 days till the end of the year and have you achieved your 2019 goals yet? Now, you guys know this, but I don't set any resolutions because, as you build momentum into trying to achieve your resolution or your goal, sometimes, you just dream bigger, because you've got that momentum already. Or B, it's because I know I'm just never going to get there. So why bother putting it down and then being held accountable for it? So that's just me. Mm. But I understand what Jeff is saying. Like, I think for new mothers, especially when they've delivered, there's always that goal about reaching your pre-baby weight. And I think with something like that, you can't really have the goalpost syndrome with that because that's just something that it's permanent. You know what your goal was pre-baby, but you're not going to say, oh, now that I've come to pre-baby weight, I want to do more. I mean, you can, but like that is a goal that I think the post just won't shift with that kind of goal.
Right.
Yeah.
To kind of echo a couple of things that you both said about you not setting goals and Jeff, you looking at them as tasks. I kind of do it like checkpoints throughout the year. I want to achieve this by this, and I want to achieve this by this. And that tends to work for me. And it adds to that thing you were talking about, Ords, about the momentum of things, and the idea of also creating a sequence throughout the year. If I reach this, then I should be okay to reach that. But I'm not going to get to that point unless I've achieved that task or that checkpoint first. So it kind of keeps that momentum movement and removes that idea of the final goalpost, because there isn't really a final goalpost. It's just a series of things I'd like to get done throughout that year.
Yeah.
That being said, I did have a bit of a goal that I set myself earlier in the year, which was to exercise quite a lot more, and that hasn't really happened as much as it should have done, although my checkpoints have been hit. I've done certain things to get to that point now, and by this time, January, February, whatever, I'll have gotten through that checkpoint and I'll be on to my next task.
I think there is maybe one goal that most Malaysians out there would be able to one instance where most Malaysians out there would be able to resonate with when it comes to this goalpost syndrome, and I think that is your SPM, because like for years you build this SPM exam up in your head and you're studying towards it, and you think and people build it up and tell you that if you do well in your SPM, you're going to get the job that you want and this and that. But once you're done and you get your results, and then you realize you go for every interview and nobody really cares.
Right.
So for me,
And you get lost as well, right? Yeah. So right after your SPM, you get the results. Most students would have like, what do I do next, right? So what do I really want to pursue, right? So yeah, I totally agree. Sometimes, when you do achieve it, you still kind of left confused. What now?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, if you kind of reframe a little bit about your goal achievement and to kind of get that satisfaction that you get, when you do achieve something, it feels good. So what you can do is you can take a little break between, and I don't mean like go on holiday somewhere, achieve your goal or whatever it is that you set out to do, and give yourself like a week before you set yourself a new goal, a new task or whatever. And then just ask yourself during that break a couple of questions, you know, knowing what you know now, what could you have done differently? What challenges did you face and how did you overcome them? What worked well and what didn't? And then look at what your next steps are. Simple as that. Use those. Now, the question for today, of course, is have you managed to achieve any of your 2019 goals? If not, why not, do you think? If you have, tell us about them. Let's celebrate them together. It's 60 days until the end of the year. Have you achieved any of those? Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Short break, and when we come back, we're talking to Mel Leo, the leadership coach and founder from API Coaching. Music up next, though, from Madness with The Prince, all here on BFM 89.9.
Binge-friendly movies. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It's 12:18 on the 1st of November. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with
Jeff Sandu
and Audrey Raj.
We're talking about goals today, folks. It's 60 days until the end of the year. Have you achieved any of your 2019 goals?
None.
If you have, let us know about it. If you haven't, also let us know about it. Let's have a discussion about why you may have or where you might not have. See, I need to get some speech lessons. We've had some responses over on Insta Story. Philip Young has said, yes, partially achieved. Well done, Philip.
Wow, congrats.
MNI 2016 says, yes, set a target for one more outlet and did it. Congratulations.
Congrats.
I've got one more as well, and I pushed the wrong button. Isabella has said, no. Not really.
Aww. Still got 2 months, Isabella.
Crying
60
emoji.
More days. Come
60
on.
More days. Isabella, stick at it. I'm sure you'll get there in the end. Mm-hmm. Right. We also managed to speak to Mel Liao, who is the leadership coach and founder from API Coaching. Asked a bunch of questions over there. Let's have a listen to the answers. How do you approach goal setting in your coaching first?
Some people are what we call a carrot kind of person, which means they're looking forward towards a goal, and some other persons are problem solvers, so they're going away from the situation and looking for solutions. And that is the first reason why some people are attracted to goals and some people may not be. A lot of people know how to put the SMART method on top of goals, but there are other things like the goal has also to be interesting. A lot of times we want to achieve a certain goal, but we lose the fuel because it is not interesting to us. Goals need to be meaningful to us before we even begin.
Okay, and when it comes to achieving those goals, what are your thoughts on rewards and satisfaction there?
To reward yourself or to say thank you to yourself for achieving the goal, it has again to be something that is deeper, something that is not just, oh, I'm just going to have some drinks with some friends, or I'm just going to splurge on shopping or something like that. It has to be something that is meaningful, again, that they can remember that this is something worth achieving. If one of the goals for life is to be healthier so that I can be there for my children, one of the rewards is that every milestone that I achieve, I would in fact celebrate it with the people that I'm supposed to do it for or with.
And what advice would you give for people struggling with goalpost syndrome?
Goalpost syndrome happens because of a few reasons. Because we are fearful of the goal. Once we achieve the goal, for some people, that would mean that inevitably they have to commit to something else, right? The second reason why it happens is because we kind of like overcommit over the things that we say we would do. And therefore, once we do that, we actually put pressure on ourselves unnecessarily. Goalpost syndrome can be overcome when we set meaningful goals. These goals has to be connected to us, not just in our minds, but in our hearts and in the people that means something to us around us. It is also an ability to contribute. Once you realize that everything that we achieve is not just about us, we realize that it becomes bigger, the goals become bigger and deeper than just achieving it and then running away and doing another thing, achieving it and running away and doing another thing. It becomes deeper, meaningful, and it becomes something that we can contribute to, not just us, but to the greater society.
So, you know, I'm just thinking about what Mel said about, you know, celebrating with the people you're doing the goal with, right? And I'm wondering, like, how often do you actually celebrate achieving your goals? Like, I know of this gym, they call it the Daily Muscle here in KL, and they put their members through like a 60-day challenge or a 30-day challenge. And, you know, once it's done, they have like a big party with ice cream and like all the desserts, you know, to celebrate these guys reaching their goals. And these people lose like 10 kilos, 8 kilos and all that in 60 days, right? So that's the kind of goal that, and you're celebrating it with the people that you're on that same journey with. But, you know, when it comes to things like a promotion, like you've worked hard throughout the years to get that promotion and then you get it and then maybe you have a little office party with your teammates and all, but then that's it. You know, I mean, like, is that celebrating your hard work over 2 years enough? You know, just having a little party? I don't know about this whole celebrating goals, because personally, I've never done it.
Yeah, I struggle with celebrating something as well, because I, you know, it always feels like, why do this, right? It's just for a day. You know, even if you just take your family members out for a nice meal and stuff, you tend to not remember it after many years, right? So yeah, I struggle. Like, what do you do to celebrate the goal when you've achieved? So yeah, you know, that's why probably we all have this goalpost syndrome.
I think maybe if we look at it differently, and instead of it just being office-based and career-based goals, you know, you can kind of apply it to your life goals for stuff like, you know, buying your first house is perhaps something that you would celebrate. If you've got money left,
and then your mortgage after.
And I think people do that, right? When they buy their house, they would then have housewarming. Yeah? And if you buy a car, you would, you know, take a new car and you know, get people into your car, take them out for a drive and
your
stuff.
Your 40th birthday, maybe, if your family remember.
We're not there yet.
Sorry.
Well,
50th birthday.
Believe
you mean.
Me, when you get there, most people forget about it anyway. You're sat there in a puddle of your own tears, crying.
I think we need to throw Rich a party.
Yeah, I think
not
so.
That I'm
That's
bitter
hint,
about
hint.
It 3 years later. You know, little things like that. But seriously, you know, I think those kind of, well, they're not even goals. You know, they become things that are a part of normal life. And I think there are certain things. You know, I feel very strongly about birthdays, as you may have noticed. You know. But and I feel that birthdays should really be celebrated as a goal. I think it's something that, you know, as a group of people and a group of friends should celebrate one another's birthdays. And when I get frustrated when people don't see how important it is for other people, you know, whoever's birthday it is, it should be celebrated. And I see that as a big thing. But stuff like, you know, getting a raise and getting a promotion, if you've done your job how you're supposed to be doing your job, these are things that will come naturally anyway, you know, and unless you've set yourself to do a project that is incredibly difficult and you've involved a bunch of people and it's taken, you know, a lot of your time and you finally got there and you're all together, you've all done it, that's something worth celebrating.
Yeah, or you win an award or when you do a campaign and you work hard for it and you get recognition from the outside, that's something that you can really truly celebrate because you have recognition that you feel, oh, you know, that's... But like, yeah, you know, in terms of like working hard for that promotion and working hard for that raise, that's the progression. And I think if you're trying to celebrate for those kind of moments, that, it can be difficult. You know, at the end, you may just go and treat yourself for a nice meal, treat with, you know, you and your family for a nice meal, and that's probably good enough at
but
least.
But going back to the Insta story that we had about the guy who set himself a goal of opening
another
one
outlet?
More outlet, that's something worth celebrating.
That's like a real goal, right? I want to open up, because there are many different layers and factors that he has to, so then he's got tasks. Maybe he's got 20, 30 over tasks to achieve that goal. And when he's completed with that task is when you then can celebrate, because the goal is then opening a new outlet. And you're opening a new outlet, something physical, something you can see, and people will send you, you know, flowers and roses and stuff into your outlet saying congratulations on your opening of your new branch and stuff. But the worry is, like, you know, I guess why this goalpost syndrome happens is because of the fact that we know today that we can't stand still. And when, you know, when you reach your goal, you gotta move forward. Because standing still in today's world, it's like falling backwards, right? So we know we have to keep moving, So that's why, you know, it's so common.
One more on here on Insta story says, almost there.
60 more days. You can do it.
60 more days. We're going to take a short break. Music up from CCR, Bad Moon Rising here on BFM 89.9. When we come back, next story, it's not about the millennials, it's about the 8-year-olds. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.